You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
Indeed, you already said it. It's a fine day.
It's a beautiful day. It's not pouring rain, and it is not a hurricane, and there's no snow on the ground, so it's a good day.
It's a good day to be above ground, Grandfather.
That's right. So we've been talking a lot of health education stuff, and we've mentioned, you know, cleansing and nutrition and pH balance. And one of the most fascinating aspects of being healthy to me, it comes under the category of the vibrational healing. And I think oftentimes we don't spend enough time or focus enough attention on the power of a walk in the woods surrounded by the trees and the fresh air and kind of getting out of the city environment and out of a polluted environment. But along with that is, you know, that's kind of the obvious thing, right? If you're beside a factory or you're beside a diesel truck or whatever and you smell all that stuff and feel all that stuff, you go up into a mountain or into the woods even, by a river or a creek, and all of a sudden the energy just changes, feels so relaxing and so alive. But, you know, we live in this... it's like air is all around us. We breathe. We know that, right? But beside the air are other energies, like electromagnetic energies that come from the electric wires that run through our homes or from our TVs or from our computers. And that's a whole different type of sea that really can impact how we feel, how we think, and our general health.
Right. Well, so to address several of the points that you've already made, the first one would be that when we evolved, we did not evolve in flat line surroundings.
Right.
The straight line rooms.
The 90-degree
corners, the paved sidewalks, the paved streets, the uniform buildings that are identical one to the other. That's not what nature is like. Nature is fractal.
Yes. You know,
nature is infinitely changeable and variable. I mean, no two snowflakes are alike. No two leaves are exactly alike. No two trees are exactly alike. Why is it that we surround ourselves with these identical cookie-cutter houses, cars, roads, signs, all of that?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It doesn't work. It's bad food for your eyes. It's bad food for your soul. That's why that walk in the park is so soothing.
That's right. But it feels good. And sometimes I think we all forget just how nice it is to go for a walk in the park or in the woods.
Also, what it happens is if you spend too much time in that sort of environment, you end up liking destructive things like rock music that's just destructive to your soul, or I forget what they call it, you know, that hip-hop sort of whatever stuff, this new culture. There's nothing poetic in it. It's just anger, destruction, shred it, beat it, negativity all the way down to the lowest common denominator. This
mm-hmm.
is not something to be celebrated. This is not something to be encouraged. I mean, it's an expression about as beautiful as cancer.
Yeah, right.
I mean, yes, nature can express itself that way, but it's not a very positive thing. So that's one. The other is you're mentioning the vibrational, the energies that we're surrounded by. Now, this actually happens. A body of water, you know, a flowing body of water, like a creek,
yeah,
will have parallel power lines following it. They're like lines of energy that are parallel to the creek itself. If there is an underground water flow that's under your house, it will create this sort of permanent energy field that will affect you. And if you end up, for instance, with your bed lying across these lines that are in your house, really, you may end up getting very sick. There are people who have suffered chronic illnesses, things like diabetes or cancers, and all that needed to happen was for them to move a bed, to change the angle of it, or just not sleep in a particular room.
That kind of reminds me of the ancient, I think it was the Japanese or the Chinese, that were talked a lot about feng shui, which was the Chinese, where you have certain things in your home and how the energy flows through your home.
Right. That's what you can do by arranging things. I mean, some dowsers will go around your house and put loops of copper wire in certain places, or surround your entire house with a loop of copper wire and clear the energy and drain it and ground it, you know. But by grounding the energy and returning back to the soil of the planet, you will no longer suffer from it.
Well, I have to tell you my dowsing story. Because, my father and I, he was about 75 at the time, and the rest of my family went to this, it was kind of like a little fair just on the outskirts of the town that they live in. And so we're walking along, we're looking at, you know, the jams and the goats and, you know, how people cut wood 100 years ago and all this stuff. And there's this guy standing there, an old guy, older guy, and he's got a branch. And the branch, of course, breaks off into two branches. So it's like this Y shape if you stood it up, right? And he says, okay, and he's holding the Y upside down in his hands. And he says to my dad, okay, you hold this hand, this stick with my right hand, and told me to hold the left side with his left hand. And he says, well, see if there's any water. And the thing is pointing like straight up. And it's a, you know, it's about an inch thick stick, and it's old, right? It's not,
it's a dry piece of wood.
It's a dry piece of wood. And it's up straight. And of course there's water around us, right? It's, you know, we're not in a desert. And we're holding this thing up. And the top, there's no hand at the top, right? And the thing starts shaking and then heading down. And we broke it in half. And like, but we were all holding on to the bottom part, right? It broke like 3 feet above us. And there was nobody pushing down on the other side. And he says, wow, like you guys are really good dowsers. And I was just like, just so amazing. I mean, that to me was like a physical demonstration of energy that is around us that we're not always aware of. And it was just amazing.
Right. Yeah, very powerful, powerful energy. And this is the energy I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You could have been picking up an underground water line, which, of course, the city is full of.
Yeah.
Or you could have been picking up an underground creek that is just undocumented water flow under your feet.
Neat.
So that's the type of energy that we're talking about. And that's the type of energy that can actually wreck people's health. If you don't harmonize with it, it can really do you a lot of harm.
Yeah, and it's real and it's powerful and it can affect you. And I think that's one of the things that oftentimes we just don't pay any attention to, because it's not like crossing the street and seeing a car come at you and jumping out of the way, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not like that. It's very subtle. It's very steady, and it's unrelenting.
Unrelenting. That is so true. So, Martin, what are some of the things that we can do in our home to harmonize the energy, to maybe get rid of bad energy? I know I want to mention cell phones and talk a little bit about that too, but you know, there is all this electromagnetic energy.
There are two approaches to this issue. One is that you will try and fight with the energies as they're coming in, individually. You know, and there are devices out in the market that tell you, oh, stick this thing on your cell phone, and stick this thing on your TV, stick this thing on your computer's monitor, and so on. So those type of devices are based on an opposite wave that is supposed to counteract the negativity coming off of these electronic devices.
Right.
It's sort of in the same way as you have probably heard of them, these noise-canceling headphones.
Yes.
Where there's a microphone on the headphones, and the microphone is picking up whatever noise is all around you, and that microphone is then feeding a little amplifier, and it's creating an opposite wave, so that those two waves are canceling each other, creating a non-noise, so that when you're listening to it, you could be listening to it in complete silence, or you could be listening to a music that's being added into that. But anyway, the concept of the noise cancellation is the concept of what these devices are working. They're trying to guess what the disturbance is that's coming off of these devices, and they're trying to put out a opposite wave that would stop that. And the other approach to this is to say, let's try and balance the person that is within this unfriendly field. If the person is balanced, we don't really care what negative influences are coming at him or her. They're balanced, they're harmonized, their health is protected. So that's an approach that I liked when I found the company from Poland called ADR. I just fell in love with their products because they have products that create an island of peace as opposed to fighting the forces coming at you. And the point I like about it is this. There's no way you could predict everything that's going to be coming from outside in. But what you can do is you can harmonize the person you're trying to harmonize or the space you're trying to harmonize. And that to me is much more powerful, and I'm finding it that so. So for instance, this ADR Protect, which is a tiny little 1-inch piece of foil, as long as that thing is touching your skin, it sends the signal into your vibrational body to harmonize it. And it will harmonize all of the meridians, both left channel, right channel.
Martin, can you just explain for those of us like myself who is not sure what the meridians are and a left channel and a right channel, just clarify what that is for us?
Oh dear. Okay, well, Chinese medicine for you. The concepts are that in your body there are energy channels, and on each of the channels there are both major muscle groups and also major organs. So there will be a gallbladder meridian or lung meridian or kidney meridian. And when there is either over energy or under energy on that channel, you will have problems. And there can be energy blockages. These channels work like little creeks or rivers or circuits. And when there is an energy blockage, the energy is pooling and becoming stagnant, and that's where pain develops. Wherever there is stagnant energy, you have pain. And there are 13 of these meridians. So you have 26 of them because there's left channel, right channel, and then there's the big one down the middle, which is the central meridian. So that's the total of 26 plus one.
And that's very interesting.
And they are all ended in your feet. They're all ended in your fingers, by your fingernails. You know, like each one of your fingers has, on the left side of every fingernail and the right side of every fingernail, there's an ending of one of these channels, or you can check it. These channels also are reflected in your ears. So, you know, you can massage your ears, or you can find the spots on your ears that correspond to every organ in your body. You can find these spots on your feet. You've heard of reflexology.
Where
you can find the every point on your body reflected in your feet. Like your neck is on the outside of your big toe, right? or your
yeah.
your digestive organs are on the underside of your foot and so on.
Yeah, that's why when if someone's massaging you and maybe they're rubbing the back of your foot, your tummy starts gurgling or you feel a little twinge in your neck or those sort of things because all the meridians are, everything is related.
That's right. It all comes back together in the same place. Scott, somehow I've lost contact with you. Are you still there?
Yes.
It's gone very quiet. I thought that you may have died.
No, I put it on mute because there's someone hammering away outside.
Oh, dear. And I thought we have lost the connection.
No. So just a second, I'll take this part out. So that's really fascinating, Martin, when it comes to how the different energies work. One of my favorite ones is talking about cell phones because you've got all of that energy being directed towards the ear and that part of the brain. Aside from not using your cell phones, what are some things people could do?
Well, this is where the ADR Protect that I was just telling you about can do. When you have the ADR Protect, which either glued to the back of your watch so it's touching your skin all the time, or you can have it glued to the back of your cell phone in such a way so that when you're holding the cell phone, it's actually touching the inside of your palm. When you're in contact with this little device, it harmonizes you so that regardless of how many cell phones there are in your immediate environment or how many computers there are running all around you, you, the wearer of this little device, are harmonized.
Wow, that's cool.
It is totally cool. And it's way better than the other approaches, which say, I'm going to counterbalance the cell phone that you have in your hand. But what about all the other cell phones that are all around you? They have not been counterbalanced.
Well, that's a good point.
So here comes the big deal. The other devices out there that help balance your cell phones and such sell from anywhere from $30 to $200. And this little ADR4 sells for $20. How's that for beautiful?
Can you imagine that's a great deal.
A great deal. Can you imagine that you can have every member of your family protected for $20?
Nice.
Now, the other thing is we have this thing called ADR3, which is a slightly bigger device. It's about 4 inches in diameter. And that thing employs similar technology to clear the space of a diameter of about 30 feet. Pardon me, radius 30 feet. I'm trying to think. Well, anyway, it's big enough to cover a typical house or an apartment or an office.
So, nice.
So you would have one of these sitting somewhere in the middle of your space, and what that will do is bend out all of the negative lines that may exist within that space, that creating an island of peace. I can't imagine. Well, you know, I've actually a whole bunch of them here because I have to ship some of them from here, so I have probably 10 of them strategically placed all around my office.
I know in my office too. I've got quite a few of them, and it just makes a huge difference.
Yes, I find that whenever I come back into my office, it feels like an island of peace or an oasis of peace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just the other day, we went to shop for some things. I mean, 2 hours in a mall without any protection. I didn't remember to bring my ADR Protect with me. I was just becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. 2 hours later, I returned home, and it felt like, oh, I'm in this comfortable, beautiful room that everything feels good again. I was just becoming more and more agitated and being away. You know?
Right. Well, the thing that really hit me was when I was in a hospital a few years ago, and I'm walking down the main hall, and there are all these signs about turn off your cell phone. And I thought, holy smokes, How
do they do that, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I'm walking in the middle of this hall and there's all these walls and I can't see anything that's sensitive machinery and they're telling you to turn it off, how sensitive is our brain? How sensitive is our heart and our liver and all the rest of us? And we've got these things like right up against our bodies. So that really told me how much of an impact cellular phones can have.
Yeah, well, not long ago I watched on YouTube this cute little movie where a bunch of kids are pointing three or four cell phones at each other on top of the table with a bunch of corn kernels in between them. And as soon as the phones start ringing, it takes maybe three or four rings and the corn starts popping.
Right.
Yeah, I hope you have seen it. If not,
I have.
You should probably add a link to that to this podcast just so people can see it for themselves.
That's right.
It's quite interesting that you can microwave your popcorn on the tabletop just by making three phones ring.
That's a pretty potent microwaves.
Yeah, it's a very effective demonstration of what really is going on.
Hmm.
I think that the hospital policy has a lot more to do with the electronic devices that they're afraid that may disturb the patients. I don't think that the hospitals themselves care one iota about the patients. What they care about is not to be sued.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to be such a negative influence here, but I think it has everything to do with some heart monitoring device being reset. And device that feeds your intravenous at certain intervals, and you're going to reset it and start sending in 10 times as much or none as you're supposed to. But anyway,
right.
It's a good policy to turn off your wireless devices, cell phones, you know, wireless computers. That's even more potent. You know, this new 3G network that's being built all around us?
Yeah.
I mean, that causes all of us who live in cities that have 3G networks to be exposed to a steady microwave soup. I mean, it's all around. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That means that there has to be these signals floating all around you, through you, around you, every which way.
Yeah, something to be aware of. And I guess, you know, it's not going to change. I mean, it's not really going to go away. The trick is to do something to make it, like you say, you've got a little island of peace.
Yes. So I would recommend to everybody to check it out. The ADR devices are affordable and they are beautiful. I mean, effective.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all this documentation that tells us how mobile phones will cause cancer or possibly senility or this or that. I mean, that the manufacturers of the technology will, of course, try and put doubt into all of the studies that will possibly link the devices directly to any health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And, since it's a statistical issue and since it takes 5 years or 10 years to demonstrate, we won't really know for a long time. I mean, it's possible. So far, I have heard that as soon as they erect a cell phone tower in a neighborhood, the bird count goes down.
Hmm.
It's possible that this bee colony collapse that we're experiencing may have something to do with the electronics. I don't know. That's still speculation on some people's part. And can we really link it, or will we never find out?
Yeah, it's hard to tell with all those different... Could be the pesticides and the herbicides that people are using.
Yes, it could be that as well. Or it could be the genetically modified pollens, or pollens of the genetically modified plants that the bees are now pollinating.
Mm. Right. Huh. All these speculations, and I guess what it boils down to is we're not living a natural life. We're living unnatural lives, and the consequences of it are such that we really don't know what's causing some of these changes.
Right. Yeah, we talked about this in our previous podcast when we were talking about the water, how water that's run through straight pipes becomes denatured, dead water.
Yep.
And
yep.
We need to put it through these twisting shapes, that the vortexing, that will restore its proper relationships and vibrational quality. We need to do a similar thing with everything else we do.
That's right.
Maybe the spinning dervishes had something good going.
Well, and it certainly wasn't straight up and down, right?
So anyway, I just want to branch off to a little sidebar. You know, we manufacture these water devices like those, like the Prills and Pearls, that help straighten or properly structure the water that you will drink or bathe in.
Mm-hmm.
We also have this technology available for people who want to put it into a spa. That whole setup, which we call the Star Chamber or Rejuvenation Station, is available to folks that either want to set it up privately for themselves in their home or want to set it up commercially for some, you know, for treating others. And it's powerful, powerful stuff. My own experience, I went to visit with Jim Carter, the founder of Twilight America, a few years ago. So I had a session in his private Star Chamber setting. And it was quite interesting. When I came back from the weekend, the people that haven't seen me just for 1 week were saying, "My gosh, where'd you go? You look different. Younger? What's going on with you? Did you change your hairstyle?" But it was
wonderful.
It was profound, you know, the way I felt. I mean, just this one session of recharging my cellular batteries took about 6 weeks to wear off. I felt so much better, so much younger, so much vigorous. I felt, you know, well, 20 years younger, straight off.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
Oh, enormous. It's a real shame that I don't have one. I mean, I only have a sleeping pad here. I don't have the whole setup here that I could do. We need to find some investors that want to do it with us.
Right. So if somebody wants to know more about the Star Chamber or even about some of the ADR products, where could they go and what should they do?
Well, as we're going through these podcasts, we're going through the Life Enthusiast website, life-enthusiast.com. This is the health education section, and the link is energy devices. They're all described and discussed right there.
Wonderful. And if somebody wanted to listen to previous podcasts that we've done, all you have to do is either go to lifeenthusiast.com, life-enthusiast.com, and click on the podcast link. It takes you right there. Or you can go to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com, and we have over 80 podcast episodes, close to 90 podcast episodes now, covering all sorts of issues around your health.
Right. So I think enough said about energy devices. I mean, these podcasts are not meant to answer every question. They are meant to stimulate interest and stimulate reading and further research. I invite
That's right.
to give us a call. We're at 1-866-543-3388. Or direct line to me is 775-299-4661. I'd like to just close up with saying yet again, this is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for